Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Paralympic Games open in London today, and for these athletes, for many of them, preparing for the Games means more than traditional training, training table, getting plenty of sleep. There's the added pressure of making sure certain specialized equipment is working properly. The German technology company Ottobock has set up 13 workshops across Paralympic venues where competitors could have their equipment serviced ahead of their events. The BBC's Maddie Savage reports from a repair center on the Olympic Park.
It's just inside the athletes' village, next to the coffee shop and the internet cafe. The reception area here is packed with athletes in different coloured tracksuits waiting to be seen. Three women from Iraq in coordinated green silk headscarves. We've just seen the Greek swimming team leaving in a blaze of blue. And there's also one of Colombia's hopefuls.
Joana Martinez Vega, and I play wheelchair tennis.
And what brings you to the repair centre?
Well, I have some problems with my wheelchair. I need to fix my position. They have the experience to see how can I sit and push my legs back, and because I go forward, so they're trying to fix something with me.
So you've waited until right before the Paralympics to get your equipment checked. Is that because there aren't the facilities to do that in your own country?
Yeah, they have more experience, and for sure it's free, so why not to... just patience, and we will see what we can do together.
Now, the equipment, like Joanna's, is checked over by technicians, and that all takes place just through here in the workshop. And if you're imagining a couple of screwdrivers and some nuts and bolts, think again. This is full of technicians using saws, drills, and welding machines. The floors are covered in wheels. There are even two people using sewing machines in the corner. And the man heading up the operation here is Technical Director Ken Hurst. Ken, thanks very much for speaking to us. Just talk us through the kind of repairs that you're seeing so far.
So far to date, mainly the repairs have been on wheelchairs. We've had very few sports equipment coming through at the moment, just daily use wheelchairs. Some have been damaged in transit. People are coming in with brakes very loose or not working. We've had several welding repairs also. You have to consider that we are having athletes from all over the world, so they are bringing in some of their equipment, which perhaps is not as regularly maintained as it should be. That's mainly what we're having to put right.
What kind of athletes have you seen in the past? I know you worked in Beijing. Is there anyone that you've rescued that's gone on to do amazingly well?
Yeah, people have come in either with a running blade broken at the last moment, where we've been able to fix up and they've gone on to win a medal. Similarly, with some of the road racing chairs we've had, where literally again at the last moment there's been a puncture repair or something like that, but the technicians were always on site. Wherever there's an event going, we have full technical backup at those venues.
Your company's been working on the Paralympics since 1988. Since then, there have been a lot of technological advances, both in wheelchairs and prosthetics. How has that affected your work?
The technology side sometimes actually makes it a bit easier, because a high-tech running limb, if I can say it, is quite a simple piece of equipment. Compared to perhaps some of the daily limbs that will come in that are quite sophisticated and have to do multifunction roles, and sometimes those repairs can take a lot longer than actually on a sports limb.
Thanks very much. Technical Director of Ottobock, Ken Hurst, there, preparing for a very busy couple of weeks ahead. And one more statistic for you. The record number of repairs that his team have ever done in a single day, 183 in Beijing.
Incredible. That report from Maddie Savage, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, at the Paralympics in London.